Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Austin 360 Radio. Thanks for joining the show. We've got a guest on now that might be a great resource for you. He's grinding away to give you everything at your fingertips for the Chamber of Commerce for Austin. Jonathan Packer, who's the head of customer experience for the Austin Chamber of Commerce, is on the phone. How you doing?
Doing great.
Doing as good as you can amid all of this.
He's got to be busy.
Well, I think, you know, being busy and having an impact is enough for me right now, but certainly sensitive to everything that everyone's struggling with, and we're just trying to do our part to help.
Yeah, you've done an amazing job. I'm looking here at the Austin Chamber website of collecting all kinds of resources. I'll let you give an overview of what you've compiled, including the webinars and resources, and what the city chamber has been busy doing for everybody, whether it's work-related, personal, you name it.
Good. I appreciate that. So the Austin Chamber is a membership organization, so we are not the city, but we work on behalf of our members to build a better Austin. So that means businesses, entrepreneurs, anyone who has a job, students, and families. So we do a broad set of work across all those areas. So during this time, we've just tried to serve the community as broadly as possible with access to information they need as soon as we can get it to them. So certainly austinchamber.com/COVID-19, we have an index of a lot of information for businesses, individuals on our work with government to try to make sense of as much as we can. We certainly focus most on the business because those are our primary customers, but we have a lot of different information there, even for job seekers and others. We're also working on webinars to try to get timely content to make sense out of what can be very confusing. So we've closely followed what businesses need to know about government actions, from the declarations from 2 weeks ago to the stimulus packages. So we've had Senator Cornyn and the SBA on Monday of this week. We had Congressman McCall talk about the CARES Act, and we've had more specific webinars for businesses to try to make sense of how they what resources they have available to them, and that we've had those factors have changed in the middle of these webinars, and that's okay. Things are moving very fast. We're just trying to do the best job we can to get information to people that need it.
Hey, Jonathan, you mentioned that this was a membership, but I'm on your website right now, and these are open to everyone right now, correct? They can get in and look at these questions for businesses and the individual help out there. This isn't just if you have a membership?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, so we don't, you know, especially during this time, but in general, you know, we certainly have our members and we try to deliver as much value to them as we can. But our members care that we're helping support this economy, the businesses, and the people that work in it. And so that's kind of the mandate we take, is to serve as broadly as possible and to not put up any barriers to information.
Yeah, I'll give everybody a couple of examples of what's in the queue for upcoming webinars. One is about tips for job seekers, which is going to be on Friday at 1 o'clock on their website. That's Friday, April 3rd. And then next week, this is great, how banks can help small businesses get through this. Mm. That's going to happen Tuesday, April 7th, from 3:30 to 4:30. This is fantastic information.
It's very user-friendly on here for people that go on. I love how you've set up these questions. You know, how can the chamber help me? Can I get a loan to pay my employees? Is my business allowed to stay open? Lots of questions that small businesses are having, and the information can change so quickly. So this is a great one-stop shop, I think, for these people to get some real-time information.
Jonathan, is there anything that anyone listening can do to help the chamber through this right now?
So I think you can help the chamber by letting us help you, first of all. So please make use of all the resources we have. We have a live chat tool on our homepage where, you know, we're not attorneys or we're not the government, but we'll try to help you get answers to questions. And as this evolves, give us your feedback. So we have a survey that's currently open to businesses to fill out, provide input there. It really helps us understand what's going on as this dynamic, ever-changing situation evolves.
Well, cool. Very, very helpful. Jonathan, you're doing a good job. Everybody's learning to do things remotely, and that includes you. But, yeah, well done. This is a great resource for anyone listening.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jonathan, one more time, that direct URL from your chamber website?
Yeah, sure. So it's austinchamber.com/COVID-19, COVID-19.
Thank you, Jonathan.